Roland Priestley Family Review. All right, Jack, Parker, Olivia are in the house. Mommy passed on this one. Playing with Fire in theaters now. And we can finally talk about it because we saw it last week. Now, we'll let Parker kick it off. I'm curious, did you learn about fire safety in this film?
Kind of. I mean, I guess.
Not at all.
No. So, I think this movie was really good for a Nickelodeon movie, really, in my opinion. I don't think Nickelodeon movies are that, like, not that good.
Actually, it's the second Nickelodeon movie we've had this year. The first one was Dora and the Lost City of Gold. What did you think was better?
This one.
Nice.
Yeah. If I could give this one a rating, I would give it an 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10, I think, is a fair one.
The exact same things I would say.
What was this Jack mumbling over here?
He said, like, I would say, like, I mean, it was really good for a Nickelodeon movie. Because Dora in the Lost City of Gold was, not my thing.
No. Nope.
At all. So, yeah, there's a lot of really funny things in this movie. And, yeah, I'd give it an 8.5 out of 10.
Favorite scene?
Ooh, I can't say. I cannot say.
Spoiler alert. We'll just give a shout out to the rappers. Anyway, Liv, what are you thinking?
I really enjoyed the movie. I was actually kind of the one who wanted to see this movie in the first place.
True.
And it was, like, better than I expected it to be. It was really funny. It was not, like, some parts I think it could have been more serious and they just took it off into more of a funny...
It was
humorous,
very
more
comical, role. Yes.
Yeah, but I enjoyed it. I would give it like a 9 out of 10.
Nice.
I liked it a lot.
Overall, I think you guys gave it some pretty dang good reviews. For me, I came out of it and I said surprisingly sweet. I actually did not want to see this movie at all. It was not something on my list or radar to see. But... because it just really wasn't, why not? I went for you guys. But that being said, I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I think it's an awesome family movie. If you're looking for a reason to go to the movies, this is one where you could take everybody, from little to big, and there's tons of comedy. Sorry, Benji, we can't take the animals. No. No dogs at the movie theater. I definitely think, though, this holiday season, a really fun movie.
Yeah, I also had a similar thing. I actually kind of think there was kind of education in it.
Really?
Like, yeah, no. Like, it talks about smoke jumpers, and I didn't even know that was a thing. And also, like, in between scenes, like, a little bit of dialogue was about fire safety when the kids came along.
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't even remember that part.
And I think going to the smoke jumpers, that's a good point. Because right now with the wildfires that are taking place in California, it is kind of relevant. And these people are real. And they go right into the fire. And they really do some incredible things. So I would say overall, great, fun, family movie. Go see it if you're looking to beat the cold this weekend or this holiday season. Playing with Fire?
Yep.
Good.
Very good. 360!
Whatever.